I want to talk about probably the most important thing in all of our relationships with God. Something that we all take advantage of, and I know I do every day, and that is prayer. More importantly, making this movement, this crusade movement, based on that. Because I believe that that's what God would want. So if you would, bow your heads with me, and then we will get started. God, thank you so much for this time. Just to learn more about what you say in your word about prayer and the different aspects of that. And I just pray that you would speak to all of us, that you would open our hearts and tell us what it should look like to ask you for blessing in our life, to just talk with you about things that we're anxious about. And pray that you would just meet us where we're at right now. Pray all these things in your name. Amen. Now, if you would, on the aisles, there are note cards. If you would pick those up and pass them down the aisle, and then pass some pencils down. I'd like you, if you don't mind, you don't have to, obviously, but write down some of the Bible verses that I go through, and then later on, when you're at home, you can go through those again and kind of focus in on those. And then later on, we're going to flip the cards around and do something else. I'm going to start with a story about an IU student, a freshman actually, that had criminal justice in this room. He leaves this room, walks out, and gets hit by an IU bus. Now, apparently you get free tuition if you get hit by an IU bus. Of course, you have to live to get free tuition, but he died. Fortunately, he was a Christian, so he went to heaven, and in heaven, at the pearly gate, St. Peter met him there. And St. Peter was showing him around heaven and just showing him all the different stuff, the streets of gold, the restaurants where there's no weight. And he shows him this warehouse, and they go inside, and he's showing him all this stuff, and to his right, this Hoosier sees what looks like a conveyor belt. And on this conveyor belt, there's just boxes after boxes going by. And so he's really curious, and he asks St. Peter, "What are all those boxes? Just box after box. What's in them?" And St. Peter says, "Those are all the things that God wanted to give you. All the blessings that were just waiting for you if you would just ask God." So I want to talk about that tonight, the importance of prayer. And I want to go through three C's. And that is that God commands, God cares, and God is in control. The first thing, God commands us to pray. He wants us to ask Him for big things. I want to turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Should be up here pretty soon. You can write this down if you take notes. We'll start in verse 16, actually. "Be joyful always, pray continually." And then in 18, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." That's just so huge, because anything in here, If you are a Christian, you believe this to be true. This is what we live by. So anything in here, we want to do. So I could just walk off right now and we'd all just be absolutely committed to prayer. Probably not. But it says pray continually. Now what does that look like? Does that just mean that we are supposed to withdraw and be in a solitary room by ourselves and just pray all day? I don't think so, especially not in college. What I think that looks like is just that as we're going about our everyday lives, we're just talking to God whenever we have a free moment, whenever we have time where we're not in class or just thinking about something else. We're asking God. We're presenting our requests to God. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." God says here not to be anxious about anything. That if we ever are, that we should present it to God. And that's just so big, because I know every day there are small things that we think that God doesn't care about. But He says in everything, discluding nothing, He wants you to present that before Him.